Good morning, brothers and sisters. 早，弟兄姐妹。Today's topic. New technology is horrible. It's horrible. Today's topic is something that I believe we all know generally about.
今天我要讲的题目，我相信在座的很多人大致上都知道。
It's one of those things that we've all been taught as a Christian. This is important for our life.
因为当我们成为一个基督徒以后，我们一直被教导着，这是非常重要的。
It's something that I believe all Christians we've put some effort to it, but if you're like me, you never feel like you've mastered it.
这是一个我相信在座我们很多基督徒都努力的去实践的，但是也像我一样，我们都觉得我们做的还不够。
So in our seventh installment of our Faith Foundation series, as you can see here, our topic this morning.Is prayer.
所以你们就可以看见，在我们现在一系列的有关信仰根基的教导中，我们今天的题目是祷告。
I've heard it in a sermon before that prayer is akin to breathing.
我听过一篇信息，在这篇信息里头说，祷告就好像是人的呼吸一样。
Because you know, if you don't breathe, what happens? You die.
因为我们都知道，如果我们不呼吸，我们就会死了。
If you don't pray, you die.
那么同样的，如果我们不祷告，我们也会死。
And I don't know about you, but when I've heard that before, that made me feel really guilty.
我不知道你怎么想，但是当我这么听到这样的事情以后，我内心有一种歉疚，有一种罪恶感。
And so to be honest with you,
所以老实说
，to say that I have struggled at being a prayerful believer, frankly leads me a little bit quite embarrassed.
当我向各位坦诚。的交代，其实我在祷告，这个重要的事情上，我有过挣扎，我还在挣扎，那个让我觉得有一点愧疚。
At times, I feel like I have rich times of prayer with God.
有的时候，我觉得跟神之间有很丰富的祷告生活。
Where I'm just pouring out my heart to God.
我对神倾心吐意。
At times, I feel like I've gotten a hold of this important discipline of prayer.
有的时候，我觉得我已经抓住了这个很重要的作为基督徒的一个重要的操练。
But just as soon as I think I've taken hold of it, it seems like it just slips away.
但是每当我想到我已经养成了祷告的好习惯之后，马上我就发现，我又没有这个习惯了。
Prayer seems so easy.
所以祷告似乎很容易。
But why sometimes does it also seem so hard?
但是为什么有的时候似乎又很难？
How are we supposed to understand prayer if It's a foundation of our faith.
如果我们相信祷告是信仰的根基之一，那么我们应该怎么样来如何自己来操练祷告呢？
How are we supposed to pray?
我们应该怎么样祷告呢？
That's why I think it'll be helpful for us this morning to turn our Bibles open to the book of Luke.
因此圣经的一段经文可以帮助我们学习祷告。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
请翻到路加福音第十一章。
And I believe that this passage is important for us this morning when we ask the question, how are we supposed to pray?
当我们问自己这个问题，我们应该怎么样祷告呢？那么这段经文可以帮助我们。
Because here we see the disciples ask Jesus the very question. What does he say? What do they say? They said, "Lord, teach us how to pray."
因为我们在这儿看到门徒们问耶稣一个很重要的问题，他们说。求主教导我们祷告。
And Jesus gladly replies to them.
那么耶稣就满心欢喜地回答他们。
You want to know how to pray?
你要知道怎么祷告吗？
I'm going to teach you how to pray.
我现在就教你怎么祷告。
And I think that Jesus here gives the model prayer for us to learn from.
我相信耶稣在这儿给我们的是一个祷告的典范，让我们可以从中学习。
So as we learn from Jesus this morning, why don't we bow our heads and go to him together?
所以我们今天要向跟主耶稣基督学习，那么我们现在先向主耶稣基督祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess this morning how much we need your help in this area.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上我们承认我们多么需要你教导我们如何祷告。
Even as a pastor over this church, Lord, you know that this message today is not only applying to everyone else, but Lord, it applies first to me.
身为这个教会的牧者你知道这一篇信息不仅是为弟兄姐妹们预备的，也是为我自己预备的。
Why is it that the scriptures over and over again remind us to be a prayerful people, and yet in reality, I think we all struggle a bit with that?
圣经一而再、再而三地教导我们要常常祷告，不住地祷告，但是我们总是在祷告这件事情上有亏欠。
So right now, Heavenly Father, we turn our eyes to you.
所以，亲爱的天父，我们现在要祈求你的帮助。
We want to sit at the feet of Jesus.
我们要学习主耶稣基督所说的话。
And we want to learn this morning how to pray.
我们今天早上要学习如何才是正确的祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The first thing that Jesus teaches us,
耶稣基督教导我们有关祷告的第一件事情是
is he teaches us to call God Father.
他要我们向天父祷告。
So when you pray,Pray to God as Father.
所以当你祷告的时候，你要把神当作一个父亲一样的祷告。
And right away then, this should be significant because it is telling us who we are praying to.
这个非常重要，因为这样的称呼让我们知道我们到底是向谁祷告。
Although God...is the creator of this whole universe.
虽然神是这个宇宙的创造者。
Although God is so mighty and powerful.
虽然我们的神蛮有大能，蛮有威严。
Although God should be worshipped from a distance.
虽然我们要从远处远远的带着敬畏的心来来
敬畏，而且远离的心，
崇拜他
right? 一个非常远离他的 you know, like worship him from a distance, even though we ought to worship him from a distance.
虽然我们应该远远的来带着敬畏的心来崇拜他。
Immediately when Jesus teaches us to call God Father, he's telling us that God is not only creator God,But that God is a very intimate and personal God.
但是当耶稣一教导我们，我们祷告的时候要称神为天父的时候，耶稣在这儿告诉我们，他不只是创造这个浩瀚的宇宙的神，而且他是我们的父亲。
It's the relationship that a child has to his father.
这就等同于一个孩子跟他的父亲的关系。
And this is significant.
这一点非常重要。
Because in the Old Testament of the Bible,
因为在旧约圣经里，
God is addressed as father about 15 times.
众人称神为父亲只有15次。
And not once was the use of father to be used in an individual's prayer.
而且这十五次当中没有一次是用在个人跟神之间的祷告。
So although we do see that the title Father ascribed to God is in the Old Testament,
所以虽然我们在旧约里头，我们发现神也被称为父亲。
It was usually over the people of Israel as a nation, and it was even then very rarely used.
在那个时候父亲神被称为天父主要的是讲神跟整个以色列国的关系而且这样的被称为天父的机会非常少。
Yet when we look into the New Testament,
可是当我们看新约的时候
we see that the term to be calling God Father is used over 200 times.
我们发现神被称为天父在新约里头有200多次。
That when we come before this great and awesome God, that we are able to call him Father.
这个意思就是当我们来到这个大而可畏的神面前的时候我们是来到一位父亲的面前。
Throughout the history of the world, men have looked up into the sky to wonder, who is this God?
我们纵观世界的人类的历史，人会看着这个可畏的宇宙大地。
Who is the maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth?
然后会很惊奇地说，到底是谁创造了天地？
And most of the world's religions will give him a name that reflects this type of power and authority.
那么世界上的很多的宗教会给这么一位造物主一个名称，这个名称反映这位造物主创造宇宙的伟大。
They give God names like the Supreme Being.
他们会称呼这位造物主为至尊。
The highest power.
最高的权威。
The great King of Kings.
万王之王。
And an all-powerful God should deserve that type of title.
当然一位蛮有大能的神，当然他配得这样的这些称呼。
Yet for those of us who have Jesus Christ,
但是对那些拥有主耶稣基督的人而言，
because of Jesus Christ,
因为主耶稣基督的缘故，
the scripture tells us that those who were far have been brought near.
圣经告诉我们，那些原本在远处的人，被带到神的面前。
Those that shouldn't have the right to call him Father because of faith in Jesus, we are able to be brought near and call him Father.
那些原本没有资格称神为天父的因为主耶稣基督的缘故现在有资格称神为天父。
And that's what it tells us in Ephesians 3.
这是以弗所书第三章告诉我们的。
So praying is not just the ability to talk to the great king.
所以祷告不只是一个能够对一位伟大的王说话的这样的能力。
We are not only just brought into the castle of the king.
我们不只是被带到一个里头坐着一位王的城堡中的。
Praying is more like when my children jump onto the sofa and come to me.
一个更合宜的比 喻就是像一个小小我的小孩跑到沙发上坐在沙发上跟我交谈。
It's when my kids lean their head on my shoulder.
就像我的孩子会把他们的头放在我的肩膀上。
And they want to tell me whatever it is they want to tell me.
他们会他们想要把他们心中所要告诉我的都告诉我。
And I listen to them with delight.
然后我也满心欢喜地听他们向我倾诉。
So what's our application from this?
所以从这件事情里头我们能够得到什么样实际的教导呢应用呢
How about the next time you pray to him as your father?
所以下一次你在祷告的时候你能不能试着向神祷告就像一位父亲你的父亲祷告一样。
You may not have a perfect earthly father.
也许你在世上的父亲并不完美。
But this is your perfectly good and loving heavenly father.
但是这位天父他是完美的他是全然良善的。
And this great and powerful God, he desires to be close to us.
这位伟大的蛮有全能的神他也渴望跟我们亲近。
And he wants you to talk to him like you would a perfect and good loving father.
他也盼望我们就像我们对地上的一个完美的父亲谈话一样像这样子跟他谈话。
When we look at verses 1 through 4 of this prayer in the book of Luke,
当我们看路加福音第十一章第一节到第四节的时候
we see that prayer really has two parts to it. There's a first part and then there's a second part.
我们发现祷告有两部分
And the first part addresses God.
第一部分是直接向神祷告
It's how to talk to our Father about our Father.
那是跟如何跟一位天父如何跟我们的天父祷告有关天父的事情、
mm-hmm. And this is a priority in our prayer.
那么这个应该是我们祷告的优先。
We're not used to it because we like to talk to our Father about ourselves.
我们不习惯这样祷告因为当我们祷告的时候我们通常是对我们的天父诉说有关我们自己的事情
We like to talk about to our Father what we want
我们一般我们会对天父告诉天父我们需要的是什么
So a lot of times when we pray we just love to talk and talk all about ourselves
所以我们祷告的时候我们通常就一直在讲我们自己。
But very often, many of us end up saying this. It's so hard to pray.
那么结果是我们很多人最后就说祷告很难。
Probably because there's not much more you can keep talking about yourself with.
这也许是因为你一直都在讲自己到最后你发现关于你自己没什么可说的了。
So when we pray to talk to the Father about the Father.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要向天上的父祷告有关天上的父的事。
And then Jesus says, you pray this way. When you say Father, then you say, Hallowed be your name.
然后耶稣就说，你向天父祷告的时候，你得说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
In other words, Father, may your name be honored.
换句话说，父啊，愿你的名被得荣耀。
So when we pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候，
Let's pray to honor God's name.
让我们祷告神的名得荣耀。
Whenever we begin talking about God,
当我们谈到神的时候
we must remember that we are not just talking to any man.
我们必须记得我们不是在跟世界上某个人说话。
Hopefully there's someone in your life that you hold in high esteem.
希望 在你的生活中，在你的生命里，有某个人或某几个人，你是对他们
someone that you hold in high respect.
有人是你非常极其敬重的。
And however much awe and respect and reverence you have for that particular individual,
不管你对这样一个你非极其敬重的人有多少的敬畏,
it should be nothing compared to your awe and reverence and respect for our Heavenly Father.
但是不管你对这样的人有多少的敬畏之情，都不能够跟你对神该有的那种敬畏之情相比。
Because in this great universe, there is no one, equal to our God.
因为在这个浩瀚的宇宙当中，没有一个人，没有一个人，能够跟神相比。
So we got to make sure.That we honor His name and we make His name important.
所以我们必须要记得，我们要敬重他的名，而且我们要让他的名得荣耀。我们要看重他的名。
When my two older daughters were born,
当我的女儿出生的时候
，we spent time to name their names.
我们花时间在为她找一个最合适的名字。
Even more for the second one than we did for the first.
我们对第二个女儿花的时间，给她起名字的时间比第一个多。
But my wife and I also wanted Chinese names.
我跟我的妻子都想也要给他们起一个中文名字。
And so.We deferred to our parents for that.
所以我们就向我们的父母请教。
So my dad named my two older daughters.
所以是我的父亲，是我的爸爸，他给我的两个女儿起名的。
刘心如，刘心怡。That's their Chinese names.
这是他们的中文名字。
And that came from dad.
那是我的爸爸给他们起的。
But when my son was born,
可是当我的儿子出生的时候
I said, that's my boy.
我说这是我的儿子。
I'm going to name my son.
所以我要给他起名字。
I'm going to name him in Chinese.
我要给他起一个中国名字。
And so I said, what?Chinese words do I know? I said, what do I want my son to be like?
我这样想，我希望我的儿子将来成为怎么样的一个人呢？
I want my son to be wise.
我就说，我希望我的儿子将来很有智慧。
What's wise in Chinese?
那么我就在想，这个
智慧。智慧 I know that word, that's good. And I also want my son to be strong.
我也要我的儿子长得很健壮。
I want him to be strong like a bear.
像一头熊那样的健壮。
What's the Chinese word for the bear? 熊熊 right? So I go, okay, 智慧 wise, and 熊熊 bear. Okay, good. I'll name him Liu.自雄 and so I told my mom and dad, I said, I got a name for my son. He's Wise Bear. He's going to be Liu Wise Bear, Liu 自雄 And my mom and dad started laughing.
然后我的爸爸妈妈就大笑起来
I said, what's so funny about the name of my son?
然后我就问他们这有什么好笑的
They said, that name would be a mockery in Chinese.
他们告诉我，如果你给你的儿子起这样的名字，这个名字会成为笑柄。
So he changed it to something. I don't even know what his name means anymore. But it still says 刘自雄. But I don't know what the words are actually. See, that's not good. To me, my son is 刘自雄, Liu Wise Bear. Okay? But that's a mockery in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, in the ancient Near East, names were very, very, very important.
在古代近东，名字是非常重要的。
You could tell a person by his name.
你可以从他的名字里头可以了解这是一个什么样的人。
From his name, you will know his reputation.
从他的名字里头，你可以猜到他的名声是怎么样的。
That's why for a very important man,
所以一个很重要的大人物
he will say, yes, that can be done. I put my name behind that.
他会这么说，我们可以这么做。我用我的名声来担保。
Do you see how important a name and the reputation is to that name?
所以我们就可以发现一个人的名字跟他本人的名声、名誉有多大的关系。
Brothers and sisters, if the names of men have that much significance, how much more ought to be the name of our God?
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果一个凡人一个尘世的人的名字都是如此的重要，那么神的名字又是多么更重要。
So what's the application here?
所以这样的对我们个人的生活实践有什么关系？
The next time that you pray,
所以当我们下一次祷告的时候，
pray to honor God's name.
你要祷告，愿人都尊他的名为圣。
Pray to remember who he is.
你要祷告，人都记得，他是谁，他是怎么样一位神。
The Bible gives us so many names for God.
圣经给了我们，很多，这位神的名字。
So that we would be able to honor him and honor his name.
目的是这样子，我们才能够尊他的名
为圣，
我们才能够把荣耀带给他的名。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
他是以马内利，
他是神与
我们同在，他是我们的救主。
He is our Comforter.
他是我们的安慰者。
He is our Provider.
他是我们的供应者。
The next time you pray,
下一次你祷告的时候
spend time praying to God about God.
花一点时间向神祷告有关神的事。
I am always trying to remind brothers and sisters, we need to be a people of praise.
我总是提醒我们的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该是祷告的。
And that's what this is doing. We need to praise God in our prayers.
那么其中之一就是我们在我们的祷告当中，我们要祷告有关天父的事。
So when we pray, we need to pray regarding His person.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要祷告有关天父的属性。
Pray regarding his person.
祷告有关他的特性，他的属性。
But when we pray, we should also pray regarding his plan.
同时，我们祷告的时候，不但要祷告有关他的属性，我们也要祷告有关他的计划。
We need to make his plan.Our priority.
我们应该把他的计划当作是我们的优先。
See, this is why Jesus says, Father, hallowed be your name, may your kingdom come.
这就是为什么耶稣教导我们祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣，而且愿你的国降临。
This kingdom language was so peppered in Jesus' language.
在主耶稣基督给我们的教导当中，这个神国或者是天国这样的字眼俯拾即是。
When Jesus says kingdom, he's pointing to the day when his way would be the only way in this world.
当主耶稣基督说神国或天国的时候，他指向将来有一天他的道就是普世的道。
Because in God's kingdom,
他的道就是普世的道，是唯一的道，因为在神国里。
He says the first shall be the last.
他说为首的当做最后末的。
And, And the one who leads is the one who serves.
领导的当作仆人。
And when others treat you like an enemy, you love them.
当别人把你当作敌人看待的时候，你要爱他们。
That's kingdom language.
这些都是跟神国有关的字眼。
But when Jesus says kingdom, he's also pointing to a day when God's rule will be over everything.
但是当主耶稣基督说神国的时候，他也同时指向有一天他的道是唯一的道。
And God's rule means the end of Satan's rule.
神的道畅通无阻的时候，也是魔鬼的道灭亡的时候。
And so this should remind us that that day will come.
那么我刚说的足以提醒我们有一天这个神国会降临的。
And that life is short.
也足以提醒我们，我们的生命是短暂的。
I like to always think about this question. Why does God leave us here after we're saved?
我很喜欢思考这个问题为什么神在救了我们之后把我们留在地上。
Why wouldn't he, after we come to faith, immediately we go to heaven?
为什么他不当我们一接受他做我们救主的时候他就把我们带到跟他在一起呢？
He could easily do that.
对他来说要这么做很容易。
If this brother right here, right now, puts his faith in Jesus, boom, he's gone.His clothes remain.
比方说这位弟兄在他接受主耶稣基督做救主的那一刹那主就把他接去了。
But he doesn't.
但是我们的神没有这么做。
He leaves us here for a purpose.
他留我们在地上是有个目的的。
Every day that he's given you, he's given it for a purpose.
他赐给我们一天的生命就有他的目的。
So how many days do you have left?
所以我们要想想我们在这地上还有多久可以活。
This brother here might think that he has many, many years left.
这位弟兄可能想他在世上还会活很久有很多的年日。
But this brother might only have one day left.
那这位另外一位弟兄可能在世上只有一天可活了。
But we don't know.
我们不知道。
Yet we do know.That we've been given the day.
但是我们知道的是神给我们
So when we pray, we need to make His plan our priority.
所以当我们祷告的时候我们要把他的计划当作是我们生命生活的优先。
Too many times we come before God with our own agenda.Don't we?
多少时候我们来到神的面前是带着我们自己的愿望自己的目的来的。
We come to him saying, this is what I want done, this is my plan, I need you to help me.
我们来到他的面前说这是我的计划这是我希望能够达成的请你帮助我。
Even innocently, Lord, I have a problem. I think that if you solve this, my problem will go away.
或者我们会说我有个问题我想如果你能够帮我解决这个难题的话那我的问题就会迎刃而解。
But Jesus is saying, when you pray, make his plan your priority so that you can say, God, I want to follow your way, not my own way.
但是主耶稣基督却教导我们说当我们祷告的时候要把他的计划当作我们的优先。
You see, whenever we pray, we need to first address God.
所以我们祷告的时候我们首先要向神祷告。
And that's what Jesus is teaching us.
向神祷告有关神的事情这是主耶稣在这儿教导我们的。
When we pray, we need to focus on God.
当我们祷告的时候我们要把我们的注意力放在神身上。
Why?
Why
do you think that is?
为什么
Why do you think that when we pray, we need to put our focus on God?
为什么你觉得为什么我们祷告的时候要把我们的注意力先放在神的身上呢
Because this is one of the keys to spiritual growth and fruitfulness.
因为这是属灵的成长，这是属灵结属灵的果子的关键之一。
I think all of you Christians here, you want to have a life of spiritual growth and fruitfulness, right? Nod your heads if you do, right?
我相信在座的很多基督徒们你们都盼望你们的灵命能够成长，你们都盼望你们能够多结圣灵的果子。
Right? But don't you think it's kind of funny that Jesus nowhere in verses 1 through 4 says, pray for your spiritual growth and fruitfulness?
但是你不觉得很有趣吗？因为主耶稣基督在这儿第一节到第四节，他并没有提到这一点。
Not that we can't pray for it.
这不是说我们祷告的时候不能够求神帮助我们属灵成长。
But spiritual growth and fruitfulness,
但是灵命的成长跟结属灵的果子，
it comes not from looking inward and focusing on yourself,
并不能从我们向内看我们自己而得来。
It comes from looking upwards and focusing on God.
我们属灵的成长跟结属灵的果子必须从我们仰望神才能够得来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
maybe your prayers recently have become too focused on yourself.
也许你最近的祷告太关注你自己了。
Or maybe you've never been taught.
也许从来没有被教导过。
If you're like me, many times we do come before God with our own agenda.
如果你像我一样，很多时候我们来到神的面前是带着我们自己的计划来的。
But if you truly desire spiritual growth and fruitfulness, practice turning your attention away from yourself and looking upward and focusing on God.
但是如果你真正的盼望自己在属灵上有成长，盼望自己多结属灵的果子，那么你操练自己不要关注你自己，而把注意力放在神主耶稣的身上。
Remember who he is.
你要记得他是一位怎样的神。
And make his plan your priority.
并且把他的计划当作是你的优先的计划。
Because if your prayers change to become more and more like this,
如果你的祷告越来越像这样的话，
you will grow closer and closer to God.
那么你肯定会越来越亲近，跟神越来越亲近。
God will love to hear your prayers.
神也会非常喜爱听你的祷告。
Because prayer is kind of like whispering in the ear of God, and God whispering in the ear of yours.
因为祷告很像你在神的耳边说悄悄话，或者神在你的耳边说悄悄话。
Just like a child would do to his parent.
就像一个孩子会对他的父母这样说话。
God delights in being close to you.
神喜爱跟你亲近，也喜爱你跟他亲近。
And that's the whole first section of this prayer.
所以这我刚刚说的就是这个耶稣教导我们祷告的第一部分。
But God does not only delight in being close to you.
但是神不只是与你亲近为乐。
God absolutely delights in providing for you.
神也同样的极其的喜爱供应我们的需要。
And that's what we see in the second half of this prayer.
这就是我们将要看的这篇祷告的第二部分。
When you pray, pray boldly that God would provide your every need.
当你祷告的时候，你可以放胆的向主求他供应你日常生活的需要。
Because see, when Jesus says here in verse 3, pray to God the Father, give us each day for our daily bread.
因为在这儿主耶稣教导我们祷告 我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
This is a reminder to us that all of our needs in our life are provided by God.
这节提醒我们，我们所需要的所有的日常生活上的需要，神都会供应。
I heard this recently that God is the source of our every need being met.
最近我听到这句话，就是我们每天所有的任何一个需要，神就是那供应的源头。
And in this whole section of 1 through 4, it actually continues all the way down to verse 13. Jesus gives two pictures of how God provides for us and how he wants us to ask for him to provide for us.
所以我们刚刚看的第一节到第四节，其实并不是耶稣在这篇全部的教导，其实他的教导一直要到第十三节。
And the picture through those two little pictures that Jesus gives right after he teaches them how to pray teaches us that when we ask for God to provide, we need to ask him boldly.
那么耶稣在第一节到第四节教导我们如何祷告之后，他给了两个例子。那么这两个例子让我们看见我们应该放胆的向神求。
When was the last time you prayed with boldness?
你上一次放胆的向神求是什么时候？
The pictures Jesus gives even tells us that we need to pray almost shamelessly.
在耶稣给我们这两个例子里头，耶稣其实是在教导我们，当我们向神求的时候，我们要死皮赖脸的向他求，直到他答应为止。
Of course, obviously we know that when we pray for needs, we're not praying out of greediness, but we're praying out of our neediness.
当然我们知道，当我们祷告的时候，我们不可以出于贪婪，不可以妄求。
But that we need to remember that God our Father loves to provide for his children.
但是我们需要记得一点，如果是我们的需要，我们的确需要这个，那么我们的神天父是非常乐意赐给我们，供应我们的。
So some of us, there's some of you in this room that you're facing great needs in your life right now just to get by.
在座的有些人现在面临着极大的需要，就是如何的能够请求生活上的温饱而已。
You may need to start to pray to God boldly and say, God, I really believe that you're going to provide for my every need. Provide for me in this area. Lord, you know it. I know it. Show me how great of a God you are. Provide for my need.
如果你现在有极大的需要，需要所需要的来请求你生活上的温饱，那么我鼓励你们不尽管大胆的求，求神供应你所有的需要。
And when you pray, then pray in faith, knowing that God, you will provide for my every need.
而且当你求的时候，祷告的时候，你要充满了信心的去求，说神啊，我知道你会供应我所有的需要。
But there's some others of you in this room that maybe God has already granted you so many resources.
那么在座的可能也有其他的人，神现在已经丰丰富富的供应你的需要了。
So if that's you, should you skip this part of the prayer?
那么如果你是后者，那么难道是说你就不必祷告这一句吗？我们日用的饮食。
Even one of our youth just right now shook her head. No, don't skip that part of the prayer.
我们的年轻人，也在摇头说不对，我们还是要这么祷告。
Because when we pray this way, we remind ourselves that yes, I have all these resources, but God is the source of all these resources.
因为我们这样祷告的时候，我们就被提醒，对，我现在拥有了一切我需要的，而神是给是那位源头。
I can't take credit for that. I heard that from a preacher this week.
这不是我自己说的。我今天听我这周
听到有什么。It was Thursday night. I was coming. Yeah, and Thursday night, I heard it on the sermon, and I was like, "Wow, God, that really applies." That we see, many of us have been given so many resources at our disposal, but even praying this way, God is reminding us that He is the source behind all of our resources, isn't it? Isn't that true?
所以，这不是我自己说的，而是我星期四我听到了一篇讲道，我觉得很打动我的心。对，当我们这样祷告的时候，我们被提醒，我们之所以有这么丰富的资源，全是从神而来。
And I want you to notice something.
我也要你们注意一点。
Did you notice that this prayer is prayed in the plural?
你有没有注意到这第三节他所用的是复数
yeah,
我们。
It is. It's in the plural. Look at your Bibles. What does it say? Give us, woman, give us our daily bread.
给我们我们每天的
Okay, that's the original text. Give us our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Okay. I don't know if it's as clear in the Chinese, but that's the original text. Give us our daily bread. You know, there's something interesting.
所以原文是这样的，就是把我们每天日常的饮食都给每天都给我们。
See, I think...There's something significant in that, isn't it?
我想这儿有一个很重要的一点。
That when we pray, we ought to pray as a community of believers.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要作为基督徒这个群体一起来祷告。
And I think there's in one sense that we ought to pray together.
从某一个角度来看，这个表示我们应该一起祷告。
But that even when we are individually praying to God on our own, we are praying for this community of believers.
但是，就算我们是一个人，跟神祷告，我们也应该为基督徒这个群体来祷告。
Because you know, I think our culture has become radically individualistic, don't you think?
我想我们的文化是越来越走向极端的个人主义。
So that we bring that even into our faith.
那么我们也在无意当中把这样一个思维带入我们的祷告中。
So that even when I pray,
所以当我祷告的时候
I'm praying individualistically.
我是以一个个人的身份来向神祷告。
Or I'm even praying for my family.
或顶多为我的家人祷告。
The five of us, me, my wife, my three kids.
就是我家中的五个人。
And yet I think Jesus is teaching us here, even when you ask for God to provide, pray that in the sense of this community of believers here.
但是我想主耶稣基督是在教导我们在我们祷告的时候我们要为我们弟兄姐妹们基督内的弟兄姐妹们这个群体来祷告
Because I think that changes the way we think about God's provisions.
因为这个会改变我们对神的供应的这件事情是改变我们的角度
So that when God gives us two loaves of bread,
所以如果我们要求神给我们
not when we 要求 it's just when God gives us two loaves of bread
所以当神赐给我们两片面包的时候
I'm not using one to eat for my family and then one to store
我不应该我的家人如果需要一片面包我不应该就把另外一片面包藏起来或储藏起来
but perhaps it may meanAs I share this one loaf with my family, I immediately know that there's another family in this community of believers that can use this other loaf.
因为也许这也意味着当我跟我的家人分享这一片面包的时候我同时会想到另外有个家庭他需要另外一片面包。
Because I recognize that all of these resources that I have at my disposal, God is the source of them.
因为神，我认识到神给我的资源，让我可以使用的资源的源头是神。
And so when I'm praying for my needs to be met, I'm almost also praying for the people around me, their needs to be met too.
所以当我祷告求神能够供应我日常生活的需要的时候，我同时也是在为我周遭的信徒们、弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So when you pray, pray boldly for God to provide your needs.
所以当你祷告的时候，你尽管放心大胆的求神供应你生活上的需要。
Because notice that this section is God providing for your physical needs.
请注意这节是关于神供应你肉体上的需要。
Because we're talking about bread here.
因为我们在这儿谈的是面包。
Or for Chinese people, we would say, give us this day our daily bowl of rice.
或者对中国人来说，我们会说，给我们每天需要的米饭。
米饭 ，except for 北方人 ，right？ 北方人 can say 包 ，okay？ Like 面包 is good， right？
北方人可能有别的主食。
Okay， so but see， this is talking about our physical needs。
所以这节谈的是我们肉体上的需要。
But you know what? God also provides for our emotional and spiritual needs.
但是我们知道神也供应我们感情上的心理上的属灵方面的需要。
Because he says in verse 4, look at verse 4, he says, and forgive us our sins.
因为第四节说赦免我们的罪。
And I'll tell you what, it is important for us to ask God for forgiveness.
我要告诉你们要神的要求神赦免或饶恕我们这是非常重要的。
Because it reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice.
因为这点提醒我们耶稣基督为我们所做的牺牲。
It reminds us of Jesus' compassion.
这点让我们想到基督的怜悯。
And it reminds us that God had mercy on someone like me.
也提醒我们神对我对像我这样的人居然也有慈悲。
But look at how Jesus tells us to ask for forgiveness.
但是我们来仔细的看一看我们如何求神赦免我们的罪。
He says, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
Because now asking for forgiveness is not that easy.
因为现在要求赦免不那么容易。
Because it's not just saying, "Oh God, please forgive me of my sins."
因为这不只说哦神啊，求你赦免饶恕我的罪。
Now it's saying, "Forgive me of my sins as I forgive those who have sinned against me."
这儿说的是赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠。
In other words, it's saying, God, would you deal with me as I deal with others?
换句话说，这就是说，神啊，求你用我对待别人那样的方式来对待我。
And this type of prayer will very quickly show you the pollution.That you still have in your life.
那么这样的一种祷告会很快的让我们看见我们自己的污秽不洁。
So what's the application of this?
所以我们在实际的运用上该怎么做呢？
The next time you pray,
下一次你祷告的时候，
don't just say these words, "Oh God, forgive me of my sins."
你不只要说，神啊，赦免我的罪。
Perhaps say, "Oh Lord, would you deal with me?" As I deal with those who have sinned against me.
也许我们可以说，神啊，你可不可以像我对待那些得罪冒犯我的人一样，这样的来赦免我的罪。
Oh Lord, would you deal with me as I deal with that person who has hurt me so much.
神啊, 求你用我对待那个伤害过我的人, 那样的方式来对待我。
Oh Lord, only you know how much that person has offended me and really got into my heart.
主啊, 只有你知道, 那个人曾经, 伤害我有多深。
But deal with me.
可是,
as I deal with her.
可是求你对待我就像我对待那个人一样。
Oh Lord, only you know how much this person has betrayed me.
主啊, 只有你知道那个人是多么, 是怎么样的出卖了我。
But oh Lord, I have betrayed you too.
但是神啊, 主啊, 我也, 曾经出卖过你。
And I have offended you.
我曾经, 触犯过你, 冒犯过你。
And the way you deal with me is with compassion and forgiveness.
那么你是用慈爱怜悯来对待我的。
Help me to deal with that person with compassion and forgiveness.
所以求你也帮助我, 让我用同样的, 慈爱怜悯来对待那个。
This is how we ask for forgiveness.
这是我们应该求神赦免我们罪的方式。
So we need His forgiveness, don't we?
所以我们的确需要他的赦免。
And last, we also need His spiritual protection.
我们也需要他在属灵上保守看顾我们。
When you pray, ask for spiritual protection.
当你祷告的时候, 你应该求神能够在属灵, 上能够保守看顾你。
Because see, when Jesus says this last statement in verse 4, and lead us not into temptation, I think that statement sometimes is highly misunderstood.
因为在第四节的, 第四节的下半节说, 不要我们遇见试探, 这一句话, 有很多人误读了。
Listen to me.
误解了。
God never leads people into temptation.
请注意, 神从来不会, 引导人,
our,
进入试探。
Our Father has our best interest at heart and wants us to not walk into temptation.
我们的, 天父总是有 对我们最好的利益, 在他, 脑子里, 他绝对不会让我们进入试探。
But rather, what this prayer shows us is it shows us ourselves again, doesn't it?
相反的, 这段经文的, 重点是让我们自己看见我们的光景。
It reminds us that we often are spiritually weak.
这段经文提醒我们, 我们在属灵上常常是软弱的。
And in the hymn that our brother, the chairman, led today, the last stanza said what?
在我们刚才, 主席带我们唱的, 诗歌里最后一节说什么?
It said, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
他说我, 那段经文说我们容易,
不是经文, 是那个诗歌,
那个诗歌说, 我们, 容易,
prone,
犯罪。
No. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. 趋向流浪。 Did I just hear that? Okay. I'm like, did I come to my mind? Or did I just, okay. Right? Prone to leave the Lord I love. Prone to leave the Lord that I love.
Can I take a look at the...
No, it's okay. I don't know what number. It's okay.
Oh.
Prone to leave. We are naturally weak that we fall into sin. We fall into temptation. We are naturally weak that we want to leave God.
我们天然的本性是我们倾向于 离开神, 而犯罪。
And so this prayer of lead us not into temptation is saying, Lord, I need you to protect me in my life.
所以在这儿说, 不叫我们遇见试探的意思是说, 神啊, 我们, 我需要你保守看顾我。
I know that I am spiritually weak.
我知道在属灵上我是很软弱的。
I know that I am prone to leave you.
我知道我有一个天然的倾向就是离开你。
So I need you to lead me.
所以我需要你带领我。
And I will hold on to you.
我也要紧紧地抓住你。
Because if I don't hold on to you, I'm going to go the wrong way.
因为如果我不紧紧地抓住你，我就会走上错路。
So this prayer is saying, Lord, I need you to lead me, and I'm going to hold on to you.
所以这个祷告是说，主啊，我需要你的带领，我需要我要紧紧地抓住你，以至于我不会犯罪，我要跟随你。
Because I need you so much.
因为我是如此迫切地需要你。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Do you see that this is how we should pray?
你有没有发现这才是我们该祷告的方式。
The disciples asked, Lord, how ought we pray? How do we pray?
这个门徒问说，主啊，我们该怎么祷告呢？
And this is how Jesus taught them to pray.
那么刚才我们所说的就是耶稣的回答。
But do you also now see why we need to pray?
我们现在也应该已经知道了为什么我们需要祷告。
Because this whole prayer from beginning to end, what it really shows, what it really reflects, is how much we need God.
因为这一篇祷告通篇它所启示给我们的就是让我们知道我们有多么需要神。
Jesus teaches us to pray in a way that We don't only pray to get a gift from the giver.
耶稣在这儿教导我们祷告的方式，让我们发现我们不只是把神当作一个供应我们需要的人。
Jesus is teaching a way so that we are not a selfish prayer.
耶稣的祷告教导我们，我们不应该只是一个自私的为自己求利益的。
But Jesus is teaching us that we have need for the giver.
基督在这儿，耶稣基督在这儿教导我们是说，我们有这么一个需要，需要那位赐予者。
And that this giver has made himself available to us through our faith in Jesus Christ.
这个通过主耶稣基督的救恩给我们一切好东西的神。
When my kids were young,
我孩子小的时候
I would play the little game that I'm sure many of you play. Guess which hand has the coin in it?
我会跟他们玩一种游戏，我想在座的有些人会玩，就是猜一猜。
Right. So, you know, I'd get a coin, you know, like this, right? And then I'd, you know, put it behind my back. You know, which hand is it in? Little Kai, come on, which hand is it? Oh, you got it right. All right, you got it right. Okay.
好，我就会跟孩子玩那种游戏。
And they love playing that game with me.
他们非常喜欢跟我玩这样的
游戏。Because sometimes I would even get a little special like treat, like a little candy, and I'll replace it, like a little mint, you know, and I'll be like, okay, which hand, little Kai, which one is it? You get a candy.
因为有的时候我会手里放个。
And you know what?My children love playing that game.
我的孩子喜欢跟我玩这种游戏。
I don't know why. That game is really not that fun.
我不知道为什么，因为我觉得并不那么有趣。
Do you really think it's because they might get a piece of candy?
你真的以为他们就喜欢我给他们那颗小糖果吗？
I don't think so.
我觉得不是。
I think it's that they love spending time with their father.
我想他们就是喜欢跟我跟他们的父亲在一起。
They just love being with dad.
他们就是喜欢跟我跟他们父亲在一起。
And dad loves being with them.
什么？
And dad.
然后我这个做父亲的也很喜欢跟他们在一起。
And you know what? I think that's the heart of God in prayer.
我想这也是神的心。
It's easy for him to give you candy.
对他来说要给我们什么东西很容易。
God will provide everything that you need.
因为神他有能力供应我们所有的需要。
But he doesn't want you to just go to him for the candy.
但是他 不要我们到他面前来就为了要得到一颗糖果。
I think he loves it when his children love to be with him.
我想他这位神更渴望的是他的孩子们喜欢跟他在一起。
Because he loves being with his children.
因为他喜欢跟孩子们在一起。
And brothers and sisters, I think that's the heart of prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我想这就是祷告的一个正确的心。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父，
May your name be honored.
愿你的名得荣耀。
Lord, may your plan be made a priority in our life.
愿你的计划成为我个人生命的计划的最优先的计划。
Lord, because I know that when we turn our eyes to focus upon you,
当我们转眼仰望你的时候，
the less we seem to look at all the problems that we have.
我们就不会那么在乎我们所面临的一些困难。
And the more we see truly how great and awesome is our God.
我们越认识到你是多么伟大的一位神的时候。
But Lord, you want us to know who you are.
你要我们认识你是一位怎么样，你是怎么样的一位神。
But today you also reminded us that you are the God who loves to provide for our every need.
但是今天你也同时提醒我们，你也是那位喜爱供应我们一切需要的神。
Thank you for being the perfect, good, and loving Father.
谢谢你是这么一位全然这么完美，这么全然良善的天父。
That you love being with your children.
你喜爱跟你的孩子们在一起。
You love giving them good things.
你喜爱给他们好东西。
And your hope is that your children would love to be with you.
你的盼望是你的孩子们乐意跟你在亲近你，跟你在一起。
Help us with that, Lord. We pray.
就求主帮助我们这样的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.